welcome to another edition of Cat Soup, the best of internet humor on the radio. I'm Kat.
And I'm Joe.
And we're going to put the pedal to the metal today.
Ow! That's going to hurt. I mean, why would you want to put a flower petal on the metal? I mean, it just burns up and dries up, and then it's not looking pretty or anything like that. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, you're taking this way too far. How are ya?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm just fine. I'm just peachy fine.
Peachy?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So, that's not a hint.
Oh.
No.
I thought we were talking about fruit today.
No. Not fruit.
Pretty flowers.
No.
Pretty flowers.
Here's a hint.
Mm-hmm.
This is the trivia question of the day from funtrivia.com.
Okay.
What do a Shakespearean character, a flower part, Celtic heaven, and a shade of brown all have in common? Think.
Too many nights with a bottle?
No.
Okay.
They are Toyota. Shakespearean character is Toyota.
Okay.
Flower part is a Cressida.
Uh-huh.
Celtic heaven is Corolla. Shade of brown is... Oh, I missed that. Flower part, Celtic heaven is Avalon, and a shade of brown is Sienna.
Okay. And you talk about me taking something too far?
What are all those?
Well, we know that they're cars.
Okay. Good.
Oh, cars.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, we're talking about cars today.
We're talking about cars today.
Awesome.
I found this cool little site called Jalopnik. J-A-L-O-P-N-I-K. A guy walks into my parts store and says, I need a gas cap for a Kia.
I said, okay, sounds like a fair trade to me.
I resent that. I drive a Kia. I have my little Kia Soul with my little racing stripe on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good little car.
If you say.
It is. It's a very good little car. But, you know, I didn't think it out. First of all, I bought a black car.
I mean, you didn't think it out?
I didn't think it out.
Ooh.
No. I bought a black car, which means it's really white all winter.
Yes.
With salt. And it has a racing stripe.
Yes.
So, like, I can't commit crimes and run away.
No, because you're very distinctive.
And I can't, you know, park surreptitiously in somebody's yard to watch them. Not that I would ever do that.
No. Never has that ever happened.
Never. No. And not according to the restraining orders. Anyway.
This is live radio.
It is. No, actually, I was stalked lately.
You were stalked lately?
I was stalked.
Oh.
I was.
It wasn't me. I can tell you where I was at.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I can confirm my words. What night was this?
I don't know, but I think
it doesn't matter. On that night, I know what I was doing.
You're blowing my joke here, buddy. I think it was by a carrot and a stalk of broccoli. Stalk of celery. So I've lost the weight. I've just been eating stalks. Anyway, curious saying or word for the day is jalopy. This is from worldwidewords.com.
I'm biting my tongue on that.
I just be quiet.
Jalopy.
The truth is, dictionary makers have not the slightest idea where jalopy comes from. It was spelled all sorts of ways when it first appeared, a sure sign that oral transmission came first. So, in lieu of facts, here are some of the stories that others have recounted in worthy attempts to make some sense of the matter.
Yiddish. Yiddish is a candidate with slappe.
Sloppy.
Sloppy.
You don't speak Yiddish, do you?
No.
You putz. Schlapp.
They just been called a putz on the air. That schlapp is a term for an old horse that actually derived from Polish. Okay.
A French origin has been asserted from chaloppe. A kind of skiff, though why that name should have come ashore in the process of changing languages is not explained.
Good one, come ashore, I like that. Mm-hmm. A lovely theory has it that the word comes from the Italian-American pronunciation of jelly apple. Huh? The story goes on that jalopy was one of the decrepit old cars from which Italian immigrants sold their delicacies during the early part of the 20th century.
Why a jelly apple is like a cart, I don't know.
Jalopy. Well, I can see American soldiers over in World War II buying jalopy after Italy was...
Jelly apples?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because, you know, if you...
I'm Italian. I've never heard of a jelly apple.
Okay.
But whatever.
I've had apples recently dipped in chocolate.
Yes.
Ooh. Really good. Mm-hmm.
Others argue that it has a link with the Mexican town of Jalapa, where old vehicles were sent to rest and recuperate. Giant junkyard.
I can buy that. Actually, a Spanish origin seems likely that Galapago, a tortoise, not really, maybe more plausible suggestion as the description of the slowness of a beat-up old bangers.
Hmm. We give no guarantees about any of this. We have to leave it as one of life's mysteries.
And there you have it.
There you have it. So we bring you knowledge, but it's not always founded in truth.
So to ponder on the preponderance that there is something to ponder upon.
I have a top 10 list.
Dun, 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 with?
Dun, 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 with 14.
Uh-huh.
From humorlabs.com.
Okay.
Little Fivers and top5.com has turned into humorlabs.
Oh.
.com and it's kind of cool. The new website's really cool. Anyway, these are the top 14 model names for a driverless car.
Driverless.
Yeah, you know how car. Google's coming out with the cars that drive themselves?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so number 14 is a Kia Soulless.
Yeah. 13, I guess I'm blue now. 13 is the Porsche Call 911.
Well, you know, with that interaction.
Yeah.
Throw in a little bit of thing. Number 12, Toyota Swerve 4. Swerve 4.
Swerve 4.
Oh, Swerve 4. In other words, get out of the way.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. 11 is Honda 9000, a minivan Odyssey.
Yeah, a driverless car Odyssey. Number 10, Aston Martin Vanquish. See, good thing I took this one. I saved you from the embarrassment of that word.
I would have been able to pronounce it. Number 9 is Buick Le Chauffeur. I like that.
That should have been attached to a French car. Number 8. Oh, yeah. Toyota Roomba.
I love Roombas. I don't understand how
they crash into your furniture until they learn what they're doing. Yeah, you let them go and they crash into your furniture and then they figure out what they're doing and then they do the same thing over and over and over and over again.
Oh. And if you move the furniture, they get all confused?
Yeah, they got to relearn.
Wow.
Confuses the poop out of them.
Mm. Number 7 is the MG Midget hidden in the boot. Yeah. For those of you that don't know, a boot is the trunk.
If we're in England.
Yes, if we're in England.
Number 6, Chevy El Carino. Like that.
This is my favorite. The Honda Civic lawsuit.
It's just waiting to happen. Number 4, Chevy Lunesta. Lunesta.
Lunesta is that stuff that you take to help you sleep.
Yeah.
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 Number 2 is the Infiniti Liability.
Yeah, there we go. And the number 1 model name for a driverless car?
The Volkswagen Jetson.
Where is that button?
I just can't see it. I'm sorry. I you know, cars with drivers are scary enough.
Actually, those cars with drivers are probably the ones that really need to be driverless.
Probably.
Because some of them guys...
Yeah. I have a fun weekly rant.
Okay.
From crack.com.
Cracked it is.
This is, it's rather long. Okay. This is the greatest note ever left on a dented car.
Okay.
This is written by Chris Buchholz.
Dear car owner, you may have noticed the dent on the left side of your car. If not, allow me to draw the attention to it now. As you can see, it is there, and so this is a note, and now two are getting put together in your head. Allow me to confirm your suspicions. The dent and the note are connected. I have dented your car and wish to apologize for it. One question you certainly are asking by now is, how can this note be so long? The note's length is due to the fact that this is just not a simple note of apology, nor an offer to pay for the damages, nor an attempt to identify myself, nor really an endeavor to do anything concrete about the situation at all. These are simple matters, briefly explained. I've got different motives, which I'll get to in due time. But first and foremost, I guess I just want to explain myself so that you don't hate me forever. I have this thing where I can't be hated. Who likes being hated? I bet you don't. You see, we've already have something in common.
Where was I? Oh, right, the dent. That actually has a funny story, and I encourage you to sit down while reading it, if only to brace yourself for the deluge of mirth that's about to spray all over your face like a dirty mouthwash commercial. Sit down in the car, maybe put the seat back a couple notches and relax. Also, put the key in the ignition and have a look at the gas gauge. How's that look? Please keep relaxing. It's critical to keep relaxing. That deluge of mirth will shatter you if you remain tense. Some gas is missing, isn't it? Well, previously, I have noticed that your car was parked here unattended for hours every day. I guess because you work nearby. Congratulations, in this economy, having steady work is good news. I certainly don't have that luxury, as you may have gathered by my ability to stake out parked cars for entire days. Truly, you are one of the lucky ones, and I hope you remember your fortune throughout this, as your dent is repaired, and your gas tank is refilled, and your car is seized by the police.
Now, about that coming seizure. Having noticed the car was available for late morning through the early afternoon every weekday, I decided to borrow it. Now, you might say I stole it, and the courts would probably agree, but with the car back in your possession, notwithstanding the fact that the police will be shortly seizing it from you, I think that morally what I did can't be considered stealing. Nah, he's okay, I imagine Jesus saying, with a dismissive hand wave. So having not stolen your car, I proceeded to drive into the deep woods where my cousin makes bootleg Louis Vuitton goods out of his massive roll of LV branded leather he bought off a shady Chinese guy a few months ago. We distributed these fine cheap goods through the network of dealers who are, as you can imagine, all incredibly unethical. You try getting a corporate social responsible report from a guy whose entire operation is a blanket and a fast pair of shoes.
That's why I needed your car in the first place. Given the absolute surety I have that my distribution chain will snitch on me the second they're busted, which they are at an amusingly high rate, I have to disguise my identity using borrowed cars and a variety of not borrowed wigs. I can't really return the wigs for hygiene reasons, and if I'm being honest, that probably should have stopped me from stealing the wigs in the first place as well.
Anyways, after loading up the trunk with Louis Vuitton slackets and cod pieces and car bras, I left the deep woods and returned back to civilization, or at least the kind of civilization that buys fake LV slankets and cod pieces and car bras. But just as I was completing my last delivery, flashing lights filled the rearview mirror. I presumed at the time the cops had finally gotten wind of me, but now I wonder if they were looking for your car specifically. Is it possible you yourself are a wanted felon? You might not even know. I kind of just fell into felony myself. Have you perjured yourself, perhaps? That's an easy one to miss.
The resulting chase was fantastic, and if you are at all curious what your car can do with the edges of its performance envelope, I encourage you to check out the evening news tonight. Big, dirty old four-wheel drifts around hairpins, bootleg turns, and this one insane jump off of one of those car transportating trucks over a school bus full of clapping children. You will gasp, as I will, I suppose, as will your insurance company.
Oh, the dent. I almost forgot about the dent.
The dent.
That beautiful dent. That dent. That beautiful dent. Sorry, a producer's moment. I almost forgot about the dent. That beautiful dent that started this whole note reading journey. Well, after my escape, I returned the car here unmolested and then deliberately smashed the door with a tire iron. Take that, you door, I said, meaning every word of it. You see, I needed some visible damage to the car, something beyond the horrendous but unseen suspension damage I've already caused. I needed something you'd notice, something you might get angry at, something that you might, you read the note under your windshield, the entire note, including the longer words that you probably had to read twice.
Joe.
I'm guessing it took you between 3 and 5 minutes to read this, which turns out to be the average response time for a city's finest for high-priority calls. If I've timed this right, and I put a lot of effort to it at this point, then you should be hearing sirens now coming to arrest a faux contour slanket delivery man who, thanks to a lot of evidence I left in the trunk, they will think is you. It turns out that I actually been watching you this whole time. Hi there! Waiting for you to find a note before I call the poo-poo.
Popo.
Popo.
Yes. Why would I do such a thing, you ask? Because of the dent, man. Because of the dent. Not this dent. The first dent. The dent that you made 6 months ago when you levered your enormous butt out of your tiny car, smashing the door into the side of my car. It took me that long to hunt you down, that long to set up a fake designer and leather goods racket, that long to save up for and attend a three-day stunt driving school, that long to concoct just the right delay in a batch of disappearing ink. Are the words getting fainter now? Well, hopefully, you'll have just enough time to read this last sentence, a homily of sorts, admonishing you to leave a note the next time you dent someone's car.
That was
someone has imagination.
That was the most long-winded contrived.
Wasn't that wonderful, though? Like a bad improv scene.
Yeah.
I thought of you. I thought of you as I typed that.
At the end scene.
Well, we have some shorter things here.
That was awesome. I like that.
Isn't that good? We have from Car Talk, you know, the radio show Car Talk?
Car Talk.
Oh, well, they have a little website, too.
Okay.
So here's a few stories.
A blonde was trying to sell her old car, but was having a lot of problems because the car had 250,000 miles on it. One day, she told her problem to the brunette that she worked with. The brunette told her, there is a possibility to make the car easier to sell, but it's not legal.
Oh, that doesn't matter, replied the blonde. If only can sell the car.
Okay, said the brunette. Here is the address to a friend of mine. He owns a car repair shop. Tell him I sent you, and he will turn the counter in your car back to 50,000 miles. Then it should not be a problem to sell your car anymore. The following weekend, the blonde made the trip to the mechanic. About 1 month after that, the brunette asked the blonde, did you sell your car?
Well, no. Why should I? It only has 50,000 miles on it. I'm not blonde. I'm a redhead. But I think that's funny anyway. That's funny right there.
They're funny. I don't care what you say.
Yeah. What's the next part of that? God forgive me and God bless all the pygmies in New Guinea. Teenage boy tells his father,
Dad, there's trouble with the car. It has water in the carburetor.
The father looks confused and says,
water in the carburetor? That's ridiculous.
But the son insists.
I tell you, the car has water in the carburetor.
Carburetor?
Carburetor.
Okay.
Carburetor.
His father is starting to get a little nervous and he says,
you don't even know what a carburetor is.
You can't even pronounce it.
I can't even pronounce it. It's just a faux pas right now. But I will check it out. Where's the car?
In the pool.
Replies the son. Yeah.
Yesterday, I had a flat tire on the interstate. So I eased my car over to the shoulder of the road, carefully got out of the car, and opened the trunk. I took out two cardboard men, unfolded them, and stood them at the rear of my car, facing oncoming traffic. They looked so lifelike you wouldn't believe it. They're dressed in open trench coats, and they exposed their nude bodies and private parts to the approaching drivers. But to my surprise, cars started slowing down to look at my lifelike men. I'm laughing because Joe is so lost.
I am. I'm looking for what you're reading. Oh, you said roll the page, so I'm going to the next page.
And of course, traffic began backing up. Everybody tooted their horns and waved like crazy. It wasn't long before a state trooper pulled up behind me. He got out of his car and walked toward me. I could tell he was not a happy camper.
What's going on here?
My car has a flat tire.
Well, what the heck are those obscene cardboard men doing here by the road?
Couldn't believe that he didn't know, so I told him, hello, those are my emergency flashers. Yeah, Kat's not paying attention or she'd be laughing. This one I love. This one is my favorite.
Is this the trucker one?
Yes.
As the trucker stops for a red light, a blonde catches up. She jumps out of her car, runs up to his truck, knocks on the door. The trucker lowers the window and she says,
hi, my name's Heather and you're losing some of your load.
The trucker ignores her and proceeds down the street. When the truck stops for another red light, the girl catches up to him again. She jumps out of her car, runs up, knocks on the window, and again the trucker lowers the window. As if never spoken to, the blonde says brightly,
hi, my name is Heather, and you're losing some of your load.
Shaking his head, the trucker ignores her and continues down the street. And at a third red light, the same thing happens again. All out of the breath, the blonde gets out of her car, runs up, knocks on the truck door. The trucker lowers the window, and again she says,
"Hi, my name's Heather, and you're losing some of your load."
When the light turns green, the trucker revs up and races to the next light. When he stops this time, he hurriedly gets out of his truck and runs back to the blonde. He knocks on her window, and as she lowers it, he says, "Hi, my name is Kevin. It's winter in Minnesota, and I'm driving the salt truck."
But I'm bump.
I have to tell you a joke, but I can't do it on air.
Oh, okay. I like that. That's great. Anne meets up with Dan while she's picking up her car from the mechanic, and Dan asks,
"Everything okay with your car now?" Annie replies,
"Well, yes, thank goodness. I was worried that my mechanic might try to rip me off, so I was relieved when he told me all I needed was $12 worth of blinker fluid." Yeah.
Sounds like the old sailing days to me. We need a stanchion remover, yes.
Here's a nice story.
Okay.
A hip young man goes out and buys the best car available, a brand new Ferrari 550. It also is the most expensive car in the world, and it costs him $500,000. He takes it out for a spin and stops for a red light. An old man, about 75 years old, on a moped, pulls up next to him. The old man looks over at the sleek, shiny new car and asks,
"What kind of car you got there, sonny?"
And the young man replies,
"A Ferrari 550. Cost $500,000. "That's a lot of money. Why does it cost so much?"
says the old man.
"Because this car can do up to 320 miles an hour.
States the young dude proudly, and the old man asks,
"Mind if I look inside?" "No problem,"
replies the owner. So the old guy pokes his head in the window and looks around. Then, sitting back on his moped, he says,
"That's a pretty nice car, right? But I'll stick with my moped."
Just then the light changes, so the young guy decides to show the old man just what his car can do. He floors it, and within 30 seconds, the speedometer reads 160 miles per hour. Suddenly, he notices a dot in his rearview mirror. It seems to be getting closer. He slows down to see what it could be, and suddenly, whoosh, something whips by him going much faster. What on earth could be going faster than my Ferrari? The young man asks himself. He floors the accelerator and takes the Ferrari up to 250 miles per hour. Then up ahead of him, he sees that it's the old man on the moped.
Mm-hmm.
Amazed that the moped could pass his Ferrari, he gives it some more gas and passes the 275 mark. Whoosh! He's feeling pretty good until he looks in his mirror and sees the old man gaining on him again. Astounded by the speed of this old guy, he floors the gas pedal and takes the Ferrari all the way up to 320 miles per hour. Not 10 seconds later, he sees the moped bearing down on him again. The Ferrari is flat out and there's nothing he can do. Suddenly, the moped plows into the back of his Ferrari, demolishing in the rear. The young man jumps out unbelievably. The old man is still alive. He runs up to the mangled old man and says,
"Oh my God, is there anything I can do for you?"
The old man whispers softly,
Unhook my suspenders from your side view mirror, please." That's a good one.
Yeah, I like that one.
Now I can't tell you my other... No.
So do you want fast facts and fun trivia, or would you like some jokes?
Fast
facts? Just read.
Chevy's higher performance cars have the badge SS. What does SS stand for?
Supersport. Old and new. SS models include, but are not limited to, the Impala, the Camaro, the Trailblazer, the Malibu, the Max, and the Chevelle.
What does TBR on the car company stand for?
Trevor. Trevor is the name of the creator. His name is Trevor Wilkinson.
Dodge, Plymouth, Chryslers have an engine called the Hemi. What is it named after or for?
It's hemispherical combustion chambers. Yes, also, if you look at the answers, it is the most complex.
Hmm. Which American car has a model called the Judge?
That's easy. The Pontiac GTO, also known as the GOAT. It was built to rival the Ford Mustang Boss.
There you go.
There you go.
Fun facts.
Yeah.
I was waiting for a punchline.
No, these were... I asked you if you wanted facts or a joke. You chose facts. No punchlines.
All right. Shall we...
Yes. Do it with some one-liners.
All right. From Carthrottle.com.
How do you tell when a mid-engine Ferrari is warmed up?
It's on fire.
What do you call a VW bus at the top of a hill?
A miracle.
What do you call two VW buses at the top of a hill?
A mirage.
What's the good thing about Ford?
They come out of the factory with the problem circled.
Oh. Did you know that Chevrolet is an acronym?
Can't hear every vowel rattling on long extended trips.
What do you call a newspaper article about a Porsche 911 driver?
Oh, an obituary.
Well, one more top 10 list.
Okay, with 10 items.
10 items. No, 15. 16. 16. Okay. 16. Yes.
From humorlabs.com.
Mm-hmm. These are the top 16 future alternative fuel vehicles.
Or is that humorlabs? .com.
Humoral labs. No.
Humoral abs. Bump it up. No.
Chris White is going to be mad at you. He's the one that runs Humor Labs. He's got a little bit of a sense of humor, though. Okay, the top 16 future alternative fuel vehicles. 16 is the Ford Cold Fusion.
Number 15 is Chevy Colt 45. The beer, folks. The
yes.
Beer, not the gun. Not the gun.
14 is the Harley Davidson Fartster.
Number 13, Humvee 8.
Oh, 12, Ford Windmill Star.
Yeah. Number 11, Chevy Corvette.
10.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. 10, Ferrari Testosterosa.
You had to think that one out, didn't you?
Oh, I did.
And you printed it. Number 8, 4 pinto beans. Yeah, exactly.
7, the Rolls Royce.
Ooh. 5, Toyota Cannoli. Cannoli.
Number 4, Alfalfa Romeo.
Number 3.
I love this one.
The Nissan Leaf Blower.
Number 2, the Toyota Lard Cruiser.
They got an engine where the guy goes around collecting used grease from the restaurants and puts it in the car.
Really?
And it drives. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
And the number one future alternative fuel vehicle is
the Hyundai Sonata. Yeah.
No. But that must be a guy car.
It probably is.
Because only guys know how to. Yeah.
Probably. Things are beeping. Things are beeping everywhere.
Beep, 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 beep. No, that's...
Okay, the whole studio just went, what? What? No.
No, Kat, it's not a fire.
I've got ruminations.
Remain calm.
Beep, 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 beep. No, that's the signal for Joe, shut up.
I don't know that one.
Ruminations. Yeah. Someone at work stole my potato salad. That's okay, though. It's not like I was really going to eat it after I forgot and left it in the car for a couple days.
Don't you hate it when the car behind you rams into yours and you can't get mad because the person's car was actually parked and the driver wasn't even there when it happened?
That is all we have for today. I'm Kat.
And I'm Joe.
And together we're...
Confused.
Together we're...
Driving down the road.
Cat soup.
Oh, cat soup.
The best of internet humor on the radio.
Have a great week, folks.